hear me? Welcome to River Styx at Duff's. My name is Michael Castro, and I am the director of the reading series here. This is the official first reading of the 95-96 season, so this is our 21st season here at Duff's. It's particularly special since we've come of age, so we actually can use the bar now. And we have available tonight our 20-year retrospective issue. It's a double issue of River Styx, the best of River Styx. It contains, it has cover photography by Ira Cohen, who will be reading here tonight, photographs of many people who have read at Duff's and other St. Louis programs over the years, poets and musicians, and poets we've published over a 20-year period, poems, interviews, and short stories. Interviews with people like Toni Morrison and Wole Soyinka, the African playwright, Galway Kinnell, poems by Allen Ginsberg, Joy Harjo, Shirley LaFleur, many, many people, Ernesto Cardenal, Quincy Troupe. We are selling them, the street price is $10, which is well worth it, and tonight we are giving a $2 discount, so they're going for $8 tonight, as well as we're giving $2 off our most recent issue, which normally sells for $7, and that's available for $5. So we hope you'll check out some of the printed matter when you get a chance, which will be at a break or after the program's over. But now to the performance of the evening. Tonight we have featured Guadalupe Sounds, who will be coming on in just a moment, and our visiting poet and world traveler from currently based in New York, Ira Cohen, is here, and it's always a joy to have him and hear him. Guadalupe Sounds, as most of you know, is led by poet Southside diva Maria Guadalupe Massey. And this group has been one of the most innovative doing poetry / performance art / theater over the last several years. Maria, for a long time, used to just come to the readings and absorb and sit rather silently, just osmosing. But she came out and has a big voice of her own. Guadalupe Sounds combines poetry with music and theatrical elements and explores often deeply personal, but often universally human themes. Maria Massey is a former member of the St. Louis Slam Poetry team that competed in national tournaments. Some of you may remember the grand street theater events of about a year ago, which were wonderful street art festivals on South Grand. In the past year, she's also been a featured performer poet at the Laumeier Sculpture Park's Day of the Dead festivities and the Pablo Neruda tribute reading at Library Limited Bookstore. With her tonight will be on guitar Paul Wallstrom, and on guitar and violin Tom Albers, and on saxophone Sid. So give a good, warm welcome to Guadalupe Sounds.
Thank you. swam. She swam through water like breathing air. She swam. The echoes of her movements, sending water to our legs, our timid legs that held us by the edge. I became invisible, and he became silent, contained within her swim. I heard her move, felt myself float, become the water that caressed her naked limbs, white against black water, gray night. Her breasts, two floating moons, her arms, two glowing fish that flew her body through the liquid dream. The sound of her in water's thickness outlined the definitions of the night, expressed her words of life. Firecracker and dream she was. Questing immortal improvement, her words came clear and strong, pure and perceptive. Her eyes looked through skin, touched fear with one eye open, teeth bared, pipe of gold between her fingers. By water, I touched her breasts. By water, I touched her feet. By water, I touched her tongue and listed in a moan the many attributes of her perfection. By water, she came to us, resting her arms on solid rock, sneaking glances past her mouth, wet hair in glow of city night, the blades of grass and cricket night. I watched her lovely breasts, the smallest glance of them enclosed by folded arms, her leaning chin, her laughing mouth, and longed to touch. Frightened by my fear, entranced by my desire, the trembling of his lovely silent mouth, his perfect ease, his silent thoughts unknown to me. I felt myself contained within a game of no relent. A tree among the trees, a cup of water spilled, a glass of chilled white wine, its fruit within my tongue, the cigarette in his hand, her soft questions of the future. She had an invasive smile, inviting itself into us, full of lush perfection, power without permission, freedom of ease. Her restlessness was ease of movement, endless shift of graceful movement. Fire of energy escaping from the scent of her perfumed the candlelight on stones and bricks. Her words narration, pricking stimulus. She was a god sipping water in the night, in the heat. Clothed in turquoise frame, her lips were drums and flutes to play the game. And in his hands were fire, the light of matches, cigarettes, and words. I was a whisper to the song. Do you know who I used to be? Do you know who I am? I am the guarded treasure nailed shut. Skin within bones, within skin, within bones, within skin, within bones. Ice in a glass. Skin over bones, I dance. Skin over bones, I dance. Skin over bones, skin over bones, I smile. Skin over bones, I sing. What do you bring? What do you bring, I sing. Four arrows pointing down, four arrows pointing out. The way is in, the way is down and around. Four arrows pointing out and in. Cross hatching tens and twenties, counting men. Ten little Indians dressed in a row in fabulous tales and fabulous words. Indians are not magical creatures, mighty mythical creatures. Indians are men. Ten fish and squid in a frozen case, eyes looking in, eye looking back at them. Fish in a box, limbs are I. Fish in a box, ice cold. Frozen black and silver fish. I am a tourist in my own life. Looking out, looking in. I see the world from a glass box. Eyes looking out, looking in. My bones within my skin, rattle and tremble with the wind. cockroaches are beautiful, he said, whispering in my ear, the pale, crooked grin on his face full of fire and promise. I watched the devil sticks rise and fall in their spinning fire, my feet at the top of the hill. I felt watched among the eyes, amid the arches of stone around us. The black and red airless movements of the air and maddening spin of higher and still higher, how the sticks caressed each other, eating space, eating time. The clack and clack and clack, the breath and throw, how I longed to touch those sticks, set their graceful spin, move my arms and face and head in clean release. No thought but the wind, no thought but the sky, no thought but the sound, the perfect sound, the watching eyes. Hands that can write can do anything with time. Hands are the body, I think, and watch the moving sticks. I know his eyes are dark, his rose-pink smile, immutable and endless. Unrelentingly sincere, full of smoke and fire, a dragon in his soul. But it's his sticks I see, the hands, the face, the eyes, the mouth, all disappear. Caught in the dance of sticks and sound, the sky around us in a gleam, the wind enveloping our skin, laughter in the air. Time, Michael. Okay? Okay. Okay. A handful of bones will fit in the palm of my hand. A handful of words, a handful of sounds. I pick up one rock, its sides are white and clean, containing the mysteries of the world's beginnings, sharp-edged and indecipherable. Loud as banging oceans. I contain the world in this one rock. The answers to the question, what is the smallest thing of which we are made? Compare it to a stamp. The sensuality of the licking tongue, the paper tucked inside a brown package containing words and secrets. Okay. My words are secrets, a multitude of secrets, caught in the middle of time, in the middle of a clock's tick, and the sound of the fans creates a simple rhythm, a small percussive sound I think I've heard in dreams. Sometime long ago, when dreams still came to me, and hidden in the dreams was the sound of a mother calling her daughter, crying, "Girl, come back to me. You are my missing link." And the rattle of the fans liberates me, breaks the chains, crushes bone. The artificial movement of the air, rearranging electrons or dead cells or fairies. I shed my skin, a snake. Retreat to my world of underground, think a thousand thoughts of endless dreams desired. The jangly man, fast-talking, smile-toothed man, knocks on my door, the piercing click of metal against metal, and says, "Hello. I want to hide inside. He wants to hide outside." The wind is soft, and I am hungry. We share beers and cigarettes, exchange the past for presents we don't understand. He holds the future under his tongue, and in kaleidoscopic rituals of word exchange, we fuck the air and peel each other's skin, thinking something underneath might show us jewels or shining glass. The blow of wind, slow blowing in rotation, lifts the hairs of skin, and our resistance to this strange misunderstanding of my excess love for him becomes the movements of the ribbons, scarves, the passing cars. I rise, restless, lingering in a thought. Peel the window's skin and watch the streetlight looming on the streets, the shadows as they move. Medea in the skin. Strange actions on the streets, the shadows move without their arms. The talking shades, the dancing shades. I hear Medea scream in multitudes of sound. I, the rhythm of Euripides, remember shadows on the floor, remember movement of a single hand, the touch and stroke of one small baby head before the sound of blades. It frightens me, this sound of blades, the shining blade held high in electric naked light. Gleaming above our heads, the knife in dreams, remote as sin, remote as strange desires. I see the hands of shadows flicker on the floor, exchange of kisses, moving lips, the sounds of words. I see one sure foot step forward beneath my eyes. The flicker of a scarf, and I am here, I am always here. The remotest sound, the bouncing ball, the lighting of a cigarette vibrates my ears. I hear the single voice repeat to me, remain within the room, your presence is required, remain alive, do not blink your eyes, feel the sweat of one tongue in your mouth, the taste of fear. How I hate the taste of fear. That old familiar smell and taste of fear, the lingering shade of trembling, rattling bones. Fear hides in my bones, a crawling cockroach, the crunch and twitch and sound. He wanders over dark white landscapes, settles in and near the ears, and chatters elemental stories to my brain. Simplicity, his language, sound, the alphabet. He waits for no permission. Courage in his belly, soft protected belly wrapped in metal plates, my foot can crush. On moonlit walks, in rain of light, sweat my second skin, my breath comes hot, a razor's edge, a pool of water, heat my skin. 10 names become my name, the mix of things, the wordy game of linking vowels and syllables in a bowl, phrases on white scraps of paper, colored like the moon, I pass by cockroaches, think hello to these strange survivors that I think my kin. I am a cockroach in the soul. Pure and strong, armored in black metal, plates, the tender innards of my soul are metal bones, the gifts you gave to me, your words, the 27th letter, knit like nails, the bloody tongue, the liberated dancer of desire still hangs in chains. She sobs no more, her eyes bulged out in attic dreams. She wants a ritual to purify my soul. The liberation of my mind that waits and sits, thinks too hard, remits a whiny sound like growling stomachs, hungry, trapped. Communication here is soundless. Lying on a glass table, the imprint of my skin on glass illuminates a fairy tale. The twists and turns of dead light bulbs, the remote exchange of paint on paper. The feel of glass under my skin is like breathing sand, absorbing ancient sound. Imagining the frozen air of locked refrigerators. No sound or shadow there. Thank you. We are Guadalupe Sounds. Sid on saxophone. Tom Albers. And Paul Wallstrom. Okay, I brought a couple of pieces with me that are by some of the other poets that read around town. A young woman named Jen Macanufo and another young poet named Raven. Short little pieces, but they're poets that I really admire a lot, so I wanted, was hoping to share them with you. Jen Macanufo calls this her mantra. She recites it before every reading. I will not be penitent today. It would be ungrateful. I claim no sort of suffering to pay. I am that ancient parable. All that stuck from Sunday school. I am the cheerful anomaly, glad of all that green and new sleeps inherent in a grain of barley. There are flowers everywhere today, so why should I, with eyes to see, wallow in my stuffy panes? Shoes choose over azaleas, misery. By Jen Macanufo. And by Raven. Convulsion number one. The moon is empty. Minimal arrangement of music coming up from the earth, lost and found because I've lost my cigarettes. Three cigarettes, three words, kisses under the neon lighted eye of an eagle. The grass is wet from a spring rain and mixture like the dew of a midnight spent well. We have seen the cool fire tongue, and it is power and not power, because it gave up the power to have power, and that gave it power. Like the night is falling in love with itself, knowing something and someone so little that everything is known and everything is heard, though there are no ears in this rain. The sidewalk is wet. There is one thing that I'll never forget, and I forgot that, and now it's just part of me, like I threw off the red robe, and now I remember the red robe so much more than before. Like that night we never kissed was the best, and I remember it in a secret as I fall asleep. It never happened, so it's all mine. The warrior is not seen, so we seem to see him and even imagine the color of his hat. Was it red or was it white? Was color, did the moon sweep on us that night as it wasn't there? Convulsion number two. The moon is slim. I am walking everywhere because I am lonely.
I am searching for a dream, and I don't know where to look. I look in dumpsters, under the leaves of trees, and in the earliest sunrise, and I look everywhere, and sometimes I find the sliver of the heart that becomes a dream. But now, as the moon is in a haze and its power is waning, this cycle of dreams is incomplete, and I am walking everywhere to find shards of memories in the landscape. But they don't all fit. The puzzle's not complete. I can't see my entire self. I need more time to get ready to show you how I am. So I keep walking away from everything towards everything. It's kind of like I'm a mannequin without a place to be seen, without a place to see myself. So the wind blows, and I keep walking, drawing circles with my feet around the places that seem like they might offer comfort. I keep walking, and nothing pops out of walls, and there aren't any monsters, but it's still just me walking. And the last two were by Raven. Thank you.
Thanks. Guadalupe Sounds, Maria Massey, Paul Wallstrom, Tom Albers, and Sid on saxophone. Okay.